It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
I don't know who's feeding all those poor people.
No.
Now, today's recipe is not going to be enough to feed that many people, but it'll feed a lot. Our 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are the area's only family-owned independent grocery store. Go by and see Todd and the crew today. Check out that meat department. If you have a special order, that's no problem for them. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and you can speak directly to those butchers, and they'll take care of any need that you may have. Today's recipe is a great one for leftover grilled chicken. And that's the reason I'm sharing this one with you, is because I'm making this one this week. It's an Italian chicken casserole, and it's a creamy baked pasta dish that has your chicken, your spinach, your sun-dried tomatoes. You can also, if you don't have sun-dried tomatoes, you can replace them with roasted red pepper, also delicious in this meal. You're going to start with a pound of cooked, cubed, grilled chicken breast, one box of linguine. Go ahead and cook that according to the package directions. Drain it and set it aside. Then in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish, you're going to spray it with cooking spray. And in a large skillet, heat olive oil. Add your mushrooms, saute those for about 5 minutes until they start to brown a little bit, adding your garlic and your sun-dried tomatoes or your roasted red peppers, whichever flavor you prefer. Cook that for a couple of more minutes, stirring frequently. Don't let the garlic burn. Stir in your cornstarch. Make sure it coats your mushrooms, garlic, and tomatoes, almost like a roux. Don't be afraid to get aggressive and get that all spread around. Adding your chicken broth, your cream, and milk. Whisk it quickly. Adding your salt and pepper. Cook it for about 10 minutes. The mixture should be thickened a little bit at this point. Then you're going to add in your chopped spinach, about 5 ounces of chopped baby spinach, and let that wilt down. Your Parmesan cheese. Pour the sauce over the cooked noodles and the grilled chicken. Stir the mixture, transfer it to the prepared casserole dish, top it with some shredded mozzarella. Then you're going to bake it in a 350-degree oven for about 25 minutes. And just like you would do lasagna, you're going to cover it with foil and then remove that foil for the last 5 minutes and brown the top of it. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious, served with a nice green salad. It's a good, good recipe. Italian chicken casserole. Check it out by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that I have tried and tested before I share them with you. And it's brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family-packed chicken thighs, just 85 cents a pound. Family-packed pork steaks and country-style ribs are $1.99 a pound. Crisco oil is $6.99 for a gallon bottle. Peter Pan peanut butter is 2 for $3, and Smucker's jam or jelly is 2 for $4. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 and join our VIP text club for exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.